For centuries, black people have been oppressed and demeaned for using AAVE.
And this influence is called AAVE.
Let's play a game called Should You Be Using AAVE?
Why shouldn't white people use AAVE? Let me clear the room.
All right, so what is AAVE and why are black people gatekeeping it? Let's break it down. Young Apollo with the brother. Guys, before we get into this subject matter, please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time we post a new video for you. We're constantly coming with spicy hot takes and new stories. Also, I got the subject matter from this video by a commenter on Discord under the username Ham. So I am going on Discord looking for your topics and things that you want me to discuss and talk about. You can sign up for the Discord by going to the link in the description down below. All right, guys, so AAVE, I've been hearing about this on the internet all over the place, specifically with black leftists saying, we own AAVE, white people are not allowed to use it, and you should call them out when they do. And I know what a lot of you are thinking, I don't even know what AAV is. How am I supposed to know if I'm using it? Well, the acronym stands for African American Vernacular English. And when we break this down and try to define it, basically people are saying that black people evolved a certain set of words, phrases, and basically a language and is specific to black people, specifically black people who grew up in slavery, and it is evolved and changed over centuries. You'll hear black people say things like, I ain't, I'm finna, we finna. There's just a million things. There's a whole glossary of AAVE if you guys want to look it up. I'll link it in the description down below. Let me just read a bit off of this glossary. If you say ax instead of ask, like I want to ax you something. If you say ate and left no crumbs, that's AAVE. If you say back on my BS or bae, which was super common years back, if you say the bar is on the floor, if you call somebody basic, if you say you're beefing with somebody, these are things that have been deemed to be African American Vernacular English. And I'm sure you guys have seen this all over the internet, but you might not have known that it was AAVE. Now, if you're still confused after my explanation, here's a crash course in African American Vernacular English.
African American Vernacular English.
In English, hello. Hello.
In African American Vernacular.
Yo, yo, yo.
In English, I'm not lying. I'm not lying. In African American Vernacular, no cap.
No cap.
In English, trying to lie to me. Trying to lie to me. In African American Vernacular, playing in my face. Stop playing in my face.
And like I said, there's that glossary that you can look up if you want to look more into this, but black people are gatekeeping this language and essentially saying that white people are not allowed to use it. I saw a girl on TikTok use the word finna, which we'll show you, and she was blasted, I mean obliterated on the platform for using one word that was deemed to be African American Vernacular English.
Now we can replace them with like balcony ticket. I was like, no, like I finna be in the pit. Like,
it's the fact that after saying that, she said in her head, I ate and left no crumbs.
Now, of course, my thoughts on this are the same as I have on any specific language that people are trying to gatekeep or hold for themselves. You cannot keep English to yourself, a certain set of English to yourself, or any words for that matter, to yourself or your culture. You do not own language. You do not own words. And you certainly do not have the right to go and police people who choose to use the language that you deem to be yours. And eventually, hopefully, as a generation, we will realize that that's the case. And that people should have full freedom to use whatever language they want to use. Now, AAVE, I don't even know if I want to admit this, I used a lot as a child. And this was definitely part of an identity crisis that I went through as a kid, specifically throughout elementary school. I was growing up biracial, not knowing whether or not I fit in with the black kids or the white kids. And I ended up having quite a large group of both sets of friends. And around white kids, I would quote-unquote act white or talk white, as I've been accused of to this day of doing. And around black kids, I would use African American Vernacular English because that was what was normal. That was how black kids spoke, and that was the language that they took on. For whatever reason. And we'll get into that. So I did my phases of talking white and switching to African-American vernacular English. And eventually I just realized, oh, yeah, I can just talk how I want to talk and how I talk normally. And that is totally acceptable. I don't have to take on a certain identity or a certain set of language to be accepted for who I am, for what skin color I have, for anything in this world. I can just talk to people the way I want to talk to them. And that's how I came to be the person that I am now. But now it seems as though not only are Black people gatekeeping African-American vernacular English, and we'll talk about whether or not we even want to call it that anymore once we find out the actual origins of this language, they're gatekeeping it and saying it is specific to Blackness. Saying things like, I be, you ain't, she ain't. These things are specific to Black people. And let's put it out there and have it be known. This is not perfect English. It's not great English even. And if you wrote that in an essay at school and said, here's my essay, teacher, it would be sent back to you with red marks all over it because it is not proper English. Of all the things to gatekeep and say that this is specific to Blackness, is broken English and slang and Ebonics, although it's offensive to call it that now, is that really what we want to gatekeep as a culture and say, that's ours? And I want to take so much pride in that. I get that it's fun. I get that some people view it as cool. But is that really what you want to be a representation of Blackness? And let's talk about the origins of African-American vernacular English, which I think a lot of people are going to be shocked to hear about. A lot of Black people will say, well, it came from the enslaved in America, and it's taken root within Black culture, and it's evolved over centuries and centuries to what we say now, like finna and stow. And that, if that were the case, I get it. There's somewhat of an attachment to what Black people came to the United States with. It stuck with them, and it stayed for centuries and centuries. But I looked into this. And specifically, a book by Tom Sowell called Black Rednecks and White Liberals, where he talks about the origins of African-American vernacular English. And I think you'll be shocked to hear this, too. It actually came from white Southerners living in the United States. And those white Southerners got it back from England, where they were living before immigrating to the United States, specifically Southern and Western England. And when these white Southerners came and took their roots in the United States, they were looked down upon by people living up in the North for the way that they spoke, the crime that they involved themselves in, how broken their families were, and Northern white people looked down upon Southern white people for the language, among all those other reasons that I stated before. So let's break down the differences in language between Northern and Southern white people in the United States of America. And this predates when Black people were using this language. A Northern person would say, I am, you are, she isn't, it doesn't, I haven't. A Southern white person, specifically in Virginia, would say, I be, you be, she ain't, it don't, I ain't. Are we hearing the similarities to how some Black people speak today? I'm hearing it. It's pretty clear. And if you want to go even further back into the 17th century, so the 1600s we're talking about, in Southern and Western England, here are some examples of words they would use. Instead of ask, they'd say axe, which if we look back at our glossary, is right on the AAVE glossary. They, instead of you, they'd say y'all. Instead of door, they'd say doe. Instead of this, they'd say dis. Instead of that, they'd say dat. And they even used chitlins, which is something that Black people have attached themselves to, that word in particular, for food that they eat, innards that they eat. So all of this to say, not only are Black people, some Black people, not all Black people, choosing to gatekeep and hold on to a language that is not going to serve them, is not going to bring them success, prosperity, or respect, but they're also holding on to language that comes from white Southerners. So here we are in this talk of cultural appropriation and white people stealing AAVE, when you actually go back to the origins, African-American vernacular English probably isn't the right word for it, because it in fact came from white Southerners who got that from their English backgrounds in Southern and Western England in the 17th century. Y'all finna be pissed when y'all hear that. So, to summarize, language should not be gatekept by anybody, any culture, any group of people. We should all be free to use the language that we want to use. And if we are going to gatekeep a set of words or phrases, we better make sure that it's our culture and our group of people that actually came up with those words, that we're the ones who actually laid the foundation for that language. And you'll come to find that with AAVE, that is not necessarily the case. And if you are going to gatekeep language, please gatekeep language that benefits you, that does something for you, and that garners respect for you in this society. Because if not, you're simply making a choice that's not going to make you better off in this world. I get that it's fun. I get that it's cool. I engaged with it and did it in order to fit in with a certain group of people. And guess what? I found that that was not beneficial to me whatsoever. So go on to use AAVE phrases and talk how you want to talk. But think about judging other people for taking on that language, especially when if they're doing that, that means that they appreciate it, that they find it cool, that they find it to be something that they want to emulate in their life for whatever reason. Guys, I hope this was something new today. It's a subject matter we don't normally talk about, AAVE. Drop it in the comments down below. Did you even know what that was? Have you been judged for using it? Do you recognize it now that you've gone through this explanation of what AAVE is? And what are your general thoughts on people outside of Black culture being able to use those words, phrases, and terms? Let me know.